This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grover Norquist. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. ATR is out with a brand new item called the Obama Tax Hike Exemption Card, and it's out now to explain how the president has broken his central campaign promise multiple times, and that promise was to not in any way increase taxes on families making less than $250,000 a year. And Grover, thanks so much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
You make the point that he's done this repeatedly throughout his administration, but the most recent one is this excise tax on tanning beds, but there's also tax hikes related to the health care plan, much of which is yet to be implemented. Run down the track record a little bit in the past year and a half that the president's been in office. How has he violated this pledge?
The most frequently made promise by Barack Obama when he was running for president and the Democrats were running to control the House and Senate was they weren't going to be tax and spenders, and they certainly were never going to raise taxes on anyone who earned more than $250,000, less than $250,000 a year, and they wouldn't spend, said Obama, a single dollar on a new program if they didn't cut existing programs by the same dollar. Well, as soon as the Democrats took control of the House, Senate, and the presidency, they did an $800 billion spending on stimulus, none of which was offset by cuts anywhere. They rolled more money into Afghanistan without offsetting cuts. They put several $1 trillion in health care additional costs in order to make health care cost less. They're spending several $1 trillion. And each of these just shows how easily they dropped those commitments. Now, on taxes, 16 days into the presidency, they raised taxes on people who use tobacco. The only American who smokes cigarettes and earns more than $250,000 a year is named Barack Obama. So that was a tax on middle-income people. And now you've got this tax on tanning beds. 30 million Americans, evidently not all of them billionaires, go to tanning salons. There are 20,000 tanning salons in the United States, a lot of small businesses employing over 120,000 people. All of these now hit by a 10% tanning salon tax. And so at Americans for Tax Reform, at our website, ATR.org, we've put up on the web, you can get a little credit card, plastic card from ATR, which you simply have to show whenever you buy health care and find that there's one of the Obama health care taxes on your health savings accounts, your flexible savings accounts. People who have special needs children find their flexible savings accounts taxed more heavily under Obamacare. And this card has a picture of the president and his quote, "No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase." And on the back, there's a list of the tax increases that the Democrats have passed, which violate that pledge. And so you just give this card to the proprietor of a store, to your doctor, to your hospital, to your health care insurance people, and explain to them that you are exempt because the President of the United States says there is no such thing as this tax on middle-income people. And if they balk at that, you read from the back of the card, "Are you calling President Obama a liar?" And then obviously they'll have to agree with you and give you your money back.
We're talking with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. And Grover, obviously there are many different controversies that have come out of this administration. But when you look at the president's declining poll numbers and how many congressional seats currently occupied by Democrats could be endangered this year, how much do you think his fiscal management, specifically his handling of taxes and spending, contributes to that?
I think it's front and center. I mean, what's been fascinating in the last year and a half, and this is complete, it's new. It's radically new. For 30 years, I've been involved in politics. I've been trying to say to the American people, you should be unhappy when the government spends too much. And people say, well, call me when the government raises taxes, and I'll go get unhappy. Call me when the government inflates the currency as a result of all that spending, and I'll go to the barricades. People always refuse to react to spend too much. They waited until the effects of spend too much had kicked in. This time around, the Tea Party movement got organized in March and April, 3-4 months into the Obama administration, before the real tax increases had kicked in, before they'd even started talking about all these tax increases that they're now implementing and talking about. People reacted against spend too much. That is a big, big change in American history and American politics, and it makes me feel much more optimistic about our ability to discipline future Congresses on spending.
The explanation for the stimulus package early in the Obama administration, as well as the health care bill that passed earlier this year, first of all, there's a crisis in both situations, and action needs to be taken now, because if it's not taken, and not taken in a sweeping overhaul type of way, then this problem is going to blow out of control before we can really get a handle on it. What do you make of the argument that extreme conditions forced him to break this critical campaign promise?
Well, the argument by the Obama administration is we have a crisis, so we have to pass a massive spending increase on the stimulus package, so there's no time to think about it. That's really the old line from a salesman, don't bother to read the contract. One of the reforms that is going to come in reaction to this tax and spend Democratic presidency in Congress is a requirement that all legislation be online on the web so that you can read it for 5 days before it's voted on. And if they amend it in the middle of the night, then they will have to go back and have another 5-day waiting period. This is a very, very important reform, because this trick of the Obama administration to say, we have an emergency. And mind you, the stimulus package, much of that money wasn't spent for months, years later. What was the emergency? The emergency was that if you'd read the bill, it never would have passed. That was the emergency.
Grover, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us today and explaining your new campaign.
Thank you.
Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. You can get your Obama tax hike exemption card at ATR.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.